Russell during a disaster.
I'm actually in the middle of evacuating right now.
You don't know how long the storm is going to last.
I'm out here running for my life. On today's episode of Corporate Homie.
How to ask for a reference.
Help a referrer out.
Hello, somebody.
The last time I saw her, she was acting kind of stank. Homies,
woo-woo. Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Welcome back.
First of all, we want to let all the homies who've been listening to us in real time know that we're on the other side of both of the hurricanes that we were affected by. We've been incredibly blessed. God has been good to us. I'm here safe in Tampa with no substantial damage to me, my home, or my vehicle, so everything is good and back to normal for the most part for me in Tampa.
And you know, such a blessing to say the same thing in Houston. Made it back safely. I can't say that things are back to normal because Houston still has a tremendous amount of devastation, but I personally just cannot believe how blessed I am and made it through the storm pretty unscathed, both my person and my property. So thank you so much, homies, like Bemetra said, for all the prayers. We really, really appreciate them.
Although we are doing fine, just want to remind everyone, as Bemetra alluded to, there are still a lot of people hurting and that need help. Please feel free to inbox us, tweet us if you're looking for ways to contribute to help folks affected by both Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma in the Texas and Florida areas.
Yes, you might remember that we had links on our Facebook page and our Instagram pages for the Houston area, where we gave to the Houston Food Bank, as well as the mayor set up a relief fund.
All right, so that is enough of the Corporate Homie PSA. So we're going to get into the podcast for this week, and we're going to talk about how to ask for a reference.
Yeah, will you be my reference?
Will you co-sign for me?
And
in life and professionally?
And I just want to start off a little bit like Keith Sweat and just say there's a right and a wrong way to ask somebody.
So it's not just about love, it's also for reference.
Right. There's just a right and a wrong way to ask someone to be a reference. And I, if you hear a little downness in my voice or a little curtness in my voice, it is because I feel really strongly about this. There is certainly a right and a wrong way to ask somebody to be a reference.
Yeah. And then before we even get into the tips, what drove this is we are asked to recommend people for jobs, recommend homies for board positions, recommend homies for
the sorority.
We're proud members of Delta Sigma Theta since the spring of 1995.
That's right, Rogamma chapter. So hello to all the Delta homies. What up?
What's up, homies? And so we're finding ourselves in these conversations like, can you believe so-and-so did this? Can you believe that? And we say, you know what? We should do a podcast episode about this because so many people are making these missteps. Maybe they don't know.
Right. So this one didn't so much come from the homies as it came from homies' action, and it came from Bemetra and Demetra. This is a B&D special.
Absolutely. All right. So the very first tip I have, which is going to seem mundane, have a relationship with the person that you are asking to write. You should know them. And what I mean by you should know them is they should know you. So if you were like, hey, remember me, Bemetra?
Then don't ask them.
I'm not your reference. I'm not, what the guy saying, best man? I'm not here for you like that.
I'm not here for you like that. I'm not here for you like that. So that's interesting because I think that is exactly right. Personal relationships are something that we talk about over and over on our episodes. And, you know, certainly if you see us on the road and we're speaking, we always talk about that because they influence everything. And I would say that goes right into my tips, which is before you're ever applying for a job, before you ever need a list of references, you should have, before you ever need a reference, you should have a list of references ready that you know who you're going to use, which sort of goes to Bemetra's point. So you've already been thoughtful about who you would use in certain situations. And that list, I would say, would include, you know, former supervisors, former coworkers, people who've actually reported to you, or, you know, as I like to say, subordinates, or people you've worked with in volunteer positions or board work or sorority work.
Co-chaired a committee or what have you. Right.
Correct. So that when an opportunity presents itself where you need a reference, you can quickly go to your list and you'll know, and you won't be fishing and doing that, hey girl, hey, do you remember me from 1992?
Which, just to belabor the point just a tad, which means the relationship has to be current. So you can't call somebody that you used to be cool with in 1992 that you haven't spoken to in 20 years. And I've actually had that happen to me where somebody basically is on the cool of my grandmother, God rest her soul, who's been passed away for several years. It's like, hey, I want you to hook my kid up, which, hey, maybe that's in bounds, but it's just kind of awkward when you haven't actually talked to anybody in that family in 10 years. So that's, have a relationship. Make sure the person knows you. My second tip is about...
Third tip.
Third tip, sorry. How to ask, and this is a pet peeve of mine in life. I have this rule that you can always go more personal with things. You can't go less personal. So, you know, one of my personal pet peeves is if I email you, you can't text me back. You can only call me back or respond back to me in person. And so I would say asking for a reference is a significant thing for whatever it's for, and it should be done in some type of personal manner. So that means not text. That means not email.
Oh, that's so interesting because that is, my next tip was, it's a favor, act like it.
Hello, somebody. Hey, Uncle Gregory. Hello, somebody.
It's a favor, act like it. So it's the same thing. So I, once had someone ask me for a reference. I've actually had this happen twice in a Facebook message. So the person sent me
via Facebook inbox.
Yes, a Facebook inbox. One was a reference for to write her letter to be in the sorority, and kind of dovetails into what you were saying. Someone I had not spoken to in probably 10 years, but we're social media friends. Obviously, we're Facebook friends. And then two, the second person was applying for a job and wanted me to be their reference, and both of them sent me Facebook messages, and I was really surprised that
perplexed,
if you will, that they thought that the book was a place to reach out. And I could see if maybe you sent a Facebook message to say, hey, can I have your number can call you, or could I have your email so I could reach out? But to actually make the request in the DM, No, absolutely not.
We got a bad connection. And I will actually say, I don't really even check my inbox like that. Like, it's not like my email or my text messages or what have you. So, yeah, so make it it's a favor. I like that. It's a favor. Act like it. My next tip, or the fourth tip, is make it easy for the reference. And so that means send them some information about yourself, perhaps a resume. Dare I say, you might even want to start a letter and let them punch it up and then let them put their spin on it. But, and then,
amen, sister, because make it easy. If you want me to write a letter of reference and you go ahead and start a draft, I am very happy to edit a letter as opposed to I have to start fresh. And I think most people probably feel that way. Or if there's a form and you go ahead and fill out most of the information, I mean, just help a sister out, help a referrer out.
And the other thing is that's going to make it a better letter because you are doing things in the community. There are things about you that your person that you're asking for probably doesn't know about you. So it's got all upside. So that's the fourth tip.
Or the fifth tip. So the sixth tip I have is choose wisely.
Whoa.
Ask someone.
That's going to say something nice about you. They might actually like you.
That you are 100% is a fan.
It's kind of like asking somebody to marry you, right? It should be a rhetorical question. You shouldn't be getting down on your knees with your fingers crossed like, I sure hope she wants to be my wife. I know we parted on bad terms and she fired me, but you think she'll help me get this next job at the law firm? No.
I mean, I know the last time I saw her, she was acting kind of stank, but maybe. No, it should be someone that you're like, they are a Demetra Liggins fan. She thinks I'm fantastic. He thinks I'm great. That's who you ask to write a reference. Choose.
So have you ever had somebody ask you that you like, I'm not going to be able to do that?
Yes. Or you thought to yourself, huh, that's going to be really innocuous. I'm not, I'm going to keep that real even.
So in that same vein, the seventh tip would be, if in the event that you don't need them to write the letter, but you're going to use them as a reference, tell them.
Yes, that was going to be one of mine.
I communicate. So the most awkward time this has ever happened to me, I actually terminated a young man. In layman's term, we fired him. I had to do the firing. I got a call several years later. Do you know James Brown? Obviously, that's not his real name. I'm like,
I was about to say, James Brown worked for you?
Yeah, I know. Say it loud.
Say it loud.
I'm black and I'm brown. So I get this call from another bank that's basically like, do you think he's a good banker? I'm like, say what now?
You didn't say that.
What I said was,
he worked here from.
I did. And then they said, would you rehire him? And I said, I know that I'm not the banker I was 8 years ago. And I will hope that he's not the banker he was 8 years ago. But I couldn't say something like, absolutely, let's hire James. He's fantastic. He's a hard worker. No, I couldn't do that.
Or I say things like, I'm not in HR, so I'm not sure if he's eligible for rehiring.
But that wasn't the question. But I got what you said. Yeah.
Yeah. I keep it real, real bland. Real bland, like white rice. It's just plain Jane. I don't work in HR, so I'm not sure if he is eligible to be able to be rehired.
Translation. Absolutely not.
No, dog. That's right. No, dog.
That's a hard no.
That's a hard no. I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm not going to be able to do that. So my last tip is...
I know you're going to take my tip.
Follow up. So, and that's because we talk about this all the time.
We're going to make that 8 and 9. Follow up with a proper thank you.
That's what I'm going to say. We're kind of combo. So when I say follow up, what I mean by that is... follow up and thank them initially for agreeing to be a reference. So like Bimitra said, hey, Tom, thank you. You know, will you be my reference? You asked them nicely. They said yes. You thank them for agreeing to be your reference. And then follow up and let them know where you are in the process. Hey, made it to the second stage. Or, oh my goodness, I got the job.
Okay, so this follow up, all jokes aside, can really be the next two tips, because you need to follow up, as Demetra mentioned, to thank them for writing the letter regardless of the outcome. And then if you get the job, I'm sorry, I'm just going to be a little, the Black Emily post, Amelia post, whatever you want to call it. You have to follow up to say, I got the job. We had a successful outcome. And then you've got to follow up again and send something to thank them for letting you get the job. Whatever their thing is, right? A gift certificate to their favorite restaurant, a sleeve of golf balls,
a bottle of wine, some cupcakes from their favorite spot.
Thoughtfulness, right? So you've got to follow up on at different levels in the process.
How many times have you and I had conversations where we're like, so, yeah, wrote a letter for old boy, saw on Facebook, he's got the job. He's out celebrating. So
here's the biggest thing that burns me up. Okay, I know we don't really tell anecdotes, but I got to tell it. Okay, Demetri puts in a letter of reference for Kim to get a job working for Jane. We all know each other. Jane hires Kim, and somehow Jane gets all the thank yous and the kudos.
Yes.
Oh, you know what?
You didn't even know Jane. You didn't know Jane.
That happens to us a lot.
You're like, I'm sorry. Didn't I introduce you to Jane?
And it's like somehow they've forgotten that you facilitate the introduction to James. Jane was led to the interview, was led to the job of how you feed your family.
Because we call that Sherita Williams. And Sherita Williams, if you are listening, girl.
Home girl.
Thank you. Because when we were in the ninth or tenth grade, moving back from Sicily. We moved to Belleville, Illinois.
And go Sherita Lancers.
Williams lived in our go Lancers. Sherita Williams lived in our neighborhood. Sherita Williams is still our Facebook friend today. And Sherita Williams introduced us to a lot of people who end up being to everybody, as Yo Gotti would say, everybody. And she introduced us to lots of people who became very good friends of ours. And although Sherita Williams is not necessarily one of our dear friends, she was the gateway.
She's like your chapter to Delta. You can't be a Delta without one Gamma. Like, it doesn't work that way. So
she's the bridge. Never forget your bridge.
My final tip, and this could be number one, actually, ask in a timely manner. I cannot tell you how many people ask me, and it's Sunday night at 11:20, and then they're like, hey, I need the letter on Tuesday. No, I have other things going on, and now you're putting some type of undue stress on me. So I don't want to forget that asking in a timely manner is important. So I'm a little out of order,
I agree with that. Sort of I would call that a graceful, timely ask. And, it, you know, to me, it's important to make sure that the person is comfortable and that they have time. And part of having time is making sure that like Demetri said, that you have given them sufficient time to do them. So, okay, I'm going to just wrap up the tips that we talked about, the 10 tips. So I'm going to do them a little bit in different order since we kind of switched them up a little bit. So the first thing is to have a relationship with people, to make sure that you have a good relationship. The second thing is to have a list of references based on your relationships of who you might ask. The third thing is to ask in a timely manner and a graceful, nice way. The fourth thing is to match the person's, you know, intensity, ask in an email and respond back in the method of communication that you think is appropriate. Right. The fourth thing is it's a favor. Act like it. Act like it's a favor. Treat people as if they are doing something nice for you. The fifth thing is make it easy. Make the request easy for the person. You know, do as much work on the front end as possible. The sixth thing is choose wisely. Pick someone who you know is going to say really nice things about you. The seventh tip is communicate with the person. Let them know that you have used them as a reference. You don't want them to be surprised when they get a call asking. The eighth tip is to follow up, or the ninth tip is to follow up. And the tenth tip is to always say thank you.
So we'd love to hear from you, homies. I'm sure all the homies have used references or been a reference. If you have anything that you'd love to share with us, if you feel like we, you know, didn't miss, we want to make sure that we get all these great ideas and tips out to the homies. We'd love to hear from you. So, you know, please reach out to us on all things social. Again, we're Corporate Homie, HOMIE.
And as always, you can find us on, you know, we realized lately we've had an influx of new homies started to follow us. And so, you can reach us if you're new to listening, you can reach us at questions at corporatehomie.com. If you have topics that you would like to hear about, or if you just have something you want us to discuss, if you want to book us for something, you email us at info@corporatehomie.com. And then, of course, you can reach us on all social media platforms at Corporate Homie. On all across all the platforms.
We on IG. We on Facebook. We on Twitter.
We on all of it. Exactly. We're actually even on Tumblr. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.